Hi, and welcome to Faith and Fitness Magazine. It is your tool for powerful, healthy, and passionate living. I'm excited to be able to have today speaking with us Lisa Jarvis. Lisa is a nutrition and training consultant and owns a ministry in Paducah, Kentucky, I believe it is, right?
Called yes, Facebook. Paducah, you pronounced it correctly.
Welcome, Lisa. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, you've been writing now for the magazine for a couple of years and contributing some really great stuff, particularly in the food area. I love all the recipes that you bring. And I'm looking forward to more that you bring. But today we wanted to do a little something different, and that is to really help our readers hear about how FaithFit there in Paducah got started. And so I guess the best way to get this going is just for you to give us a little background about you. Are you a new Christian, or did you start from birth as a Lord Jesus?
No, I was raised in church, very blessed to have godly parents that raised me in church. And I became a Christian at a young age. And, you know, been on my Christian journey like we all have if we're, you know, been believers for a long time and our ups and downs with the Lord. But He has always been faithful. But, you know, the journey with FaithFit has been a whole new adventure with the Lord, so to speak.
And let's talk about how doing ministry for Christ is an adventure, because I think a lot of times people either think one of two things, either like, I'll just sort of do whatever and sort of sloppily go into it, or they're so horrified of how much involvement it might be that they just never do anything. So share about how it first got started, what sort of led you there, and then we'll get into the adventure in just a minute.
Okay. As far as the fitness goes, you know, I've always tried to eat healthy and exercise. But when I hit my late 40s, around in there, I felt the need to add strength training to my fitness workout. I was just basically doing a lot of cardio and not a lot of strength training. You know, you hit that age as a woman, midlife, the menopause years, or whatever. But I had done some research on ways that I could kind of help with the symptoms of that, and strength training was one of those things. So that's kind of what got me into looking into more strength training. So I joined a gym where I could go to some fitness classes and just fell in love with Body Pump, which is a class where you do strength training to music. It's fun. You know, you have the camaraderie and the accountability from the class, and I just fell in love with it. And one thing led to another, and one of my instructors at the gym pulled me aside and said, you know, you should get trained to teach Body Pump. And I was like, oh, no, I'm too old. And she was like, oh, no. And she told me that, you know, she thought that I would do a great job and that I was motivating to the other people in the class. And she said, and there's going to be a training, you know, in Paducah, which most of the time you have to travel at least to Nashville or somewhere, you know, a couple of hours away to go to the training. And so I thought about it and prayed about it. And I thought, you know, this might be a good thing for me to do. And so I did that and got certified as a group fitness instructor, as a Les Mills Body Pump instructor, and got a job teaching at the gym. And again, just I felt like, okay, I found my thing. You know, this is just awesome. But when I started teaching as a Christian, I just felt led that, you know, there should just be more to this class. And the spiritual element for me was missing. You know, it was just about the working out. And so I talked to the gym owner, and I know the family that owns the gym where I was, and they're great people. And I said, you know, I feel like there's an element missing in the spiritual aspect. Is there any way I could hold a Bible study at the gym? You know, I just asked. I thought, you know, the worst thing I can say is no. And he said, sure. So they gave me a room, and I started a Bible study, and another lady was helping me, and we led a Bible study at the gym after the Friday class. I taught three times a week, and then after the Friday class, we had a Bible study, and it was a really good turnout. But God just kept working with me and working on me, and one night at Wednesday night service at my church, kind of out of the blue almost, I just felt this idea from the Lord in my head that I should take the workout to a local recovery center here in Paducah. It's called Lifeline Recovery Center. It's an alcohol and drug addiction recovery center, and take my workout there for the ladies. They had been coming to our church on Wednesday night, so I had seen them. You know, I see the group of ladies that would come. And so I looked over at those ladies as the Lord was just laying this on my heart. And it was like, you know, I was thinking, I don't even know if I want that there. But in the days to follow, he just kept on giving me this thought, I need to call.
The concept of just ask.
Yes.
These weren't people just out of the blue. In fact, somebody at your church had intentionally reached out to the leadership of that ministry and had invited them in.
You are correct. It was not out of the blue, because with the Lord, nothing is out of the blue. He, you know, had his design from the beginning. His hand is in it. And to your first point, the question before about, you know, when people want to get into ministry, sometimes they think it's too much or they just go into it. But, you know, if you have that close relationship with the Lord, you're in his word, he's speaking to you, you're in prayer daily, he starts laying these things on your heart, and it is an adventure. And it's not drudgery, because we know we're doing kingdom work. And his burden is light. You know, even though I work many, many, many hours with my ministry, I don't feel like it's work, because he's with me. You know, we're yoked together on this thing, and so I know it's not just me. So that, you know, to answer your question about that. But on the just ask, when we feel God laying something on our heart, that stepping out in obedience, it can feel scary, and sometimes it's like, what will they think? But when we step out in faith, that unleashes God's power, you know, in the situation, and gives you that boldness and that courage just with that stepping out. So when I made the phone call, I found out that they had been praying for a lady to come and work out with the women at the women's campus, because they already had a man that's the trainer that would go to the men's campus. They already had that, but not for the ladies. And that's something I didn't know. Our church had many, you know, years ago, invited these ladies to come on Wednesday night for Sundays or whenever they want to come to church, because they do a rotation of churches in town where they attend. And so our church is just one of the churches where they attend. They're all coming through, you know, they're recovering from an addiction of some sort, you know, a substance abuse addiction. And many times by the time the ladies get to Lifeline, they, you know, they're broken in a lot of ways. But a lot of ways I tell them that's right where God can use you and can change you, when you know you're at the end of yourself. Some of these ladies, they will go before a judge, and a judge will offer them, they can either finish out their sentence in jail, or they can finish it out at Lifeline. So that's another way. And then you can also, people can just come. You know, they don't have to have come from jail. They can come and just check themselves into Lifeline, or their family can help them or whatever. It's a 9-month program, which is awesome. It's not 30 or 60 days. So they're there for a while.
So tell me, I mean, at some point, the deacons, the board, the members of the church, does anybody ever go, I don't know, this sounds like, you know, maybe not the type of person we want to have worshiping at our church?
Absolutely not. He came, you know, Jesus came for the sick. You know, the sick, the well do not need a physician. He came for the broken and the sick and the people who are lost and who need him. And so I feel like that's how church should be as well. I mean, we should be glad and open our arms to anyone who wants to come into church and find the Lord and or grow closer to him. These ladies are such a blessing in my life. I started going there in January of 2021, and already, I mean, it's helped me grow spiritually a lot. Being there, I can just see the Lord at work. Yeah, it's been as much of a blessing to me is anybody, you know, getting to go there? So,
you know, the truth is everybody that's working out has deeper spiritual needs.
Correct.
And these women probably have some more obvious ones, but I'd love for you to share with our listeners just how you may have progressed into having opportunities to talk with them about deeper spiritual needs beyond the fitness.
What we do when we go there, and I do have a couple of ladies that go and help me, but we do the 50-minute workout, and then after that, we sit down and we have a Bible study that we go through, and it's the same book that we go through, and it blends faith and fitness. So we do talk about healthy eating and exercise and healthy habits, but we really spend probably the majority of the time talking about spiritual things and how it relates to their recovery. And so we have a lot of really good discussion in that. But since there's a Bible study at the end of, you know, I'm there 2 days a week, it automatically opens up the discussion for spiritual things. And, you know, I think the most beautiful thing I see happen there is from the time that the ladies walk in, because I get them in phase one, which means that I get the ones when they first come into Lifeline, their countenance, how it changes. A lot of times they come in, you know, their self-esteem is hurt. They've been through a lot. Like, they're at the end of themselves in a lot of ways. And when I see how the workout and then our discussions afterwards, how it builds their confidence. Of course, they're going through all their other classes during the day as well, but it builds their confidence. And the most beautiful thing that I can see is just how they begin to see themselves as a valued, worthy, loved child of God, you know, and they begin to see that. And you can just see it in their face. And they're smiling and happy and confident, you know, high-fiving each other. And it's just an awesome thing to see how this program has helped with their recovery and their, you know, the spiritual journey.
You know, when fitness and faith come together, the physical progress truly becomes, as Lisa says, the spiritual journey. Her story of starting a fitness ministry beautifully illustrates the importance of being open, seeking, and then obedient to God's leading. Fitness ministry is a good business that's strategic and beneficial, but it's more than that. It's fitness consistently centered on God. And if you're wondering, where can I do that? The answer is everywhere that God wants to use you. Like Lisa, it often develops from the personal fitness ministry of a single passionate individual. So if you're thinking about starting and growing a fitness ministry at your church or as an entrepreneurial business, start first by getting some basic instruction and guidance to do personal fitness ministry. Faith and Fitness Magazine offers training to help you do that. In this next part of my conversation with Lisa Jarvis, she shares how her fitness ministry, FaithFit in Paducah, Kentucky, has and continues to expand everywhere. Let's get back to it as we consider how starting a fitness ministry isn't so much about the place where you work out, it's about entering into God's space.
So you started out in doing fitness as you got certified to be a trainer, and it wasn't too long after that that you did a Bible study at a gym, and
Correct.
Then ultimately that got you thinking, hey, I need to do this with people that may benefit from it even more, the mm-hmm. women at this ministry. Next, you took it somewhere else. Share about that.
Okay. So after starting Lifeline, so I would take the music. So I had taught body pump at the gym. And if you know anything about that, you know, it's to music and it's a light to moderate weight. It's really fun, upbeat type workout. But I wanted to put that workout, that type of workout, to Christian music, because you do the same songs a lot over and over and over. And I wanted the songs that these ladies would have in their head to be uplifting, you know, songs with some spiritual truth. So I picked out some fun, upbeat Christian music. I wrote all the choreography to the Christian music. So after I was at Lifeline, I thought, you know what? This is so great. This needs to go into the community somehow. So I started praying about maybe finding a place, like a big warehouse or a place that I could have it, you know, just for the community in general. But, you know, then you've got the problem of, you know, I wanted it to be free. I don't want it to cost anything. So, all right, well, how can I do that? You know, I want to give back, not just to have it be free, but I wanted to use it to give back to the community, to other local ministries. So ended up, I prayed and prayed and prayed about, what does this look like, Lord? You know, where do you want me to take this? I felt the call, but I didn't know the details. And finally, my husband suggested that I speak to my pastor about using space at church. Well, in my head, in my own ideas, I had thought I didn't want it to be at church because I wanted it to be a Christian workout, a fitness place where people could come, a positive environment. It didn't cost anything. Judgment-free, come on in and have a good workout and then have a Bible study available maybe once a week, a devotion at the end of the workout. But I didn't want it to feel like they were going to church because I wanted it to attract some people that might not even go to church, you know. And anyway, yeah, my husband said, yeah, so my husband said, just talk to our pastor because our pastor at Heartland Church, he is awesome and very open, you know, to different things. So anyway, I spoke with him and told him my vision and what I felt like God was calling me to do. And he was just on board with the whole idea.
And that's huge, I should say.
It is huge. It is very huge. And I'm so thankful for that.
We've coached a lot of people wanting to do fitness ministry. And often they start in the church and they find that that's a big wall that they hit. And so your story is pretty interesting in that, quite honestly, a lot of times we really encourage people to do the storefront type of model or in the park or any number of other options, you know, somewhere else besides the church, just because it seems like the church doesn't work, and it certainly doesn't. It's not as limber. It's not able to be adaptable to the needs. So share a little bit more just how some of the challenges. It couldn't have been all just roses.
It's not all roses at all. It's a lot of hard work for sure. But after my pastor spoke with the youth pastor to make sure that it would be okay for us to use the worship room for the youth because that made the most sense. Actually, well, let me back up. To use a gym area in the youth building. We have a separate building for our youth on our campus at church. And so he wanted to speak with him first and then get back with me. And he did, and he said that our youth pastor was okay with that. Well, we tried. I had a small team of people that had already come on board with me to help me help lead other classes and whatnot. So we had like a little practice session in this gym area. The sound wasn't working. The sound just, we couldn't get the sound right in that area at all. So the youth pastor was walking through, saw us having trouble, and he suggested, he said, hey, why don't you use the worship room upstairs? Well, I've been at my church for a long time, so I knew what room he was talking about, and I got very excited because that room is amazing. I mean, it's got, you know, the lighting is really awesome. The sound is great. It's big. You know, it's a big space. So we went up there, and it was just like, wow, I cannot believe we get to use this room. So through donations, we have all our equipment there just in this. That's just through us. The church didn't, you know, get the equipment or anything like that. We just did all that with just generous people helping us get, you know, good equipment. We were able to get a small little, like a big walk-in closet area to put all of our equipment during the week. We're able to use that space. And when you walk in, there's a downstairs and we have like a welcome desk, which is perfect. So it God just worked it all out.
I just want to follow up on that. So
okay.
If I'm hearing this story right, the gymnasium was sort of the, sure, use that. It's big, wide open, not as inconvenient for the youth ministry because it's just a gym. But it had some issues in terms of being really effective for the ministry that you were doing. And ultimately, it sounds like the youth pastor let you go into his holy of holies, his more sacred, you know, the place that honestly
would be
just for the youth.
There's two youth pastors, one for the high school, one for the middle school, and they've been very gracious to let us use that space and to share that space. And what we do is we make sure that, you know, after every class, we have 12 classes a week. And after every class, we make sure that we put, you know, our stuff away, and before their services, we make sure we put the chairs back out for the students, and we just try to, you know, leave it better than we found it. And I'm very thankful that we get to use that space.
You bring up a good point. When somebody's wanting to do fitness ministry, it's not just a matter of doing the ministry. It's really examining every aspect of what you're doing and working to make that full of integrity, going above and beyond, critically looking at just all the different aspects. And I suspect you still even analyze and see what you can do better and how you can improve, et cetera.
Yes. And, you know, so much of everything, you know, we just learn as we go. But the Lord has provided several other instructors for all different kinds of classes. I even have a couple of different ladies now that help do shirts, because we have merchandise with our logo on it. The sound issues, the light issues, you know, the classes have gotten really big. And so just space. You know, just making sure we have room for everybody. And, it's a lot to think about. But sometimes when I think about everything that happens every week at Faith Fit and at Lifeline, at both places, I know it is by the power of the Lord that's doing it through me and through all the other instructors, because there is no way
on
my own I could do this. No way. I would have a nervous breakdown if I was trying to do this on my own. I'm not kidding. But he is doing. Yeah, he's. It's just by his power, and I give him all the glory.
So tell me, you say there's a lot of people attending
during the week, like on Tuesdays, for example. That's a big day. We have a 5:30 a.m. class, a 9 a.m. class, and then we have a cross training class, and then a stretching class on that day.
So this is a full itinerary.
Yes, we have a full schedule with 12 classes per week. And
by the way, let's just insert right here, where's a web address that people can go to if they want to see this full itinerary and everything else about Faith Fit in Paducah?
FaithfullyFit.live, L-I-V-E.
So FaithfullyFit.live.
Yes. If you will go on that website, the very first post that I have it pinned on there is a link to our Facebook group, Faith Fit, and you can go on there and that post will tell you the schedule, the Faith Fit group on Facebook. That's another way that you can find all the information for Faith Fit with our schedule. I do have the Faith Fit group it's over 1,000 members on there now. And,
you
see pictures, you see kind of what we have going on.
So tell me, everybody that does the Faith Fit at the church facility, they're all church members, correct?
Not necessarily of our church. This is a community thing. So, you know, I do have a couple of instructors on my team that are not members of our church. They're members of other local churches.
A lot of churches that want to do a fitness ministry think that it needs to be just for the members. So tell me what value your members, your church members have found, and your church overall, by having people that aren't members of your church come, and I assume they're not planning on becoming members either.
No, because they're very active in their own churches. You know, a lot of this goes back to my pastor when I spoke with him. He's putting a lot of trust in me. He trusts me and my judgment to make good decisions for this ministry. So when God brings somebody along that shows an interest in wanting to teach a class or, you know, step up, you know, the number one thing that I want to know from them is, you know, where are they in their walk with the Lord? And how spiritually grounded are they? Because at the end of every single class, we all sit down and the instructor has about a 5-minute small devotion. They take a scripture, expand on that scripture, how that can relate, like it's the practical devotion at the end of every class. We call that our spiritual fitness challenge at the end of every class. And so I know that that instructor is going to have to do that. I want to know that they're there for the mission, which is our motto is called Fit for the Mission. And so it's not just about being fit, you know, and that's it. It's about being fit and ready and able to do all the things that God has for us to do in our life. That's why we Ephesians 2:10 is kind of our verse that, you know, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so he's already got good works for us planned out to do. And so we want to be ready when he calls.
Have you had any other churches, any other organizations, any individuals that have participated in Faith Fit that have said, well, we need to take this to a different side of the city or to another town or something? What's the potential for you to take, or maybe to a city park, or I'm curious what the potential is for Faith Fit to expand beyond the two venues where you're currently doing it?
Well, actually, one is going to start soon, hopefully in the next year or several months, in Canada. lady that I know that found out about Faith Fit on Facebook reached out to me, and she is a trainer. I have not ever met her in person. We've only spoken on the phone, and I'm walking her through the process. She's already spoken with her church. It's on its way. She's working on her certification right now as a trainer. And then once that's over with, then she's going to start. So we know that, you know, the Lord's doing that. As far as our town, you know, Faith Fit where we are is a pretty centrally located location. So we attract a lot of people. You were asking about numbers. I mean, we have probably at least 200 participants every week that come through different classes. Okay. We have like 70-something just on Tuesday come through. So there's a lot of people coming to class. They're hearing, you know, they're getting not only healthier and getting that motivation, but what I love is that we have every shape, size, age. You know, it's truly a judgment-free, safe place for people to come and work out. They don't feel any kind of judgment or anything like that. Very positive environment.
Yeah,
they're hearing good Christian music, and then they're also getting the word at the end of each workout. And we've just made a lot of friends, a lot of new friends, and it's become like family. And I'm just so thankful that God put it together. I give him all the glory and honor for it, because he's the one that came up with the whole thing, and he's behind it all, and he's the one that's keeping it going.
Have you had opportunities bringing the two groups together just so that they can have fellowship together?
I get the girls in at Lifeline in phase one. They are there. But when the girls graduate out of Lifeline, they're highly encouraged to come and join us at church at Faith Fit. So once they graduate up out of Lifeline, then they have a place to come to work out. And we've had several come after they graduate and join.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, give us again the web address for your ministry.
FaithfullyFit.live. That's LIVE. Or if you're on Facebook, you can go to Faith Fit. Just type in Faith Fit, and it should come up as a group. You can click on that. You can just visit it or join and see what it's all about, see our schedule, see our pictures, and it's an exciting thing. If you are interested in healthy recipes only, you know, you can go to I have another website that's called foodforthought.today. There is a link to my food blog on the Faithfully Fit website, but as well, I have over 400 and something recipes.
We've got to get more of them on Faith
God sent me to culinary school first, so that's a whole different story.
So, a question for you, if our listeners find that they're traveling through Paducah.
Anybody who is in the Paducah area, we would love to have you. It's at Heartland Church. If you've got the schedule, pop in. All you need is a water bottle. That's it.
Awesome.
Come on, you don't even have to have that. Just come on in and join us. We would love to have you.
Well, Lisa, thanks for sharing about Faith Fit there in Paducah. And we're so excited to be able to share your story today. And I think it's encouraging for people to know that it's not difficult at all to start a fitness ministry. You just have to pray about it, get active, follow God's leading.
Amen. God provides everything else.
Lisa, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to this conversation here in Faith and Fitness Magazine, your tool for powerful, healthy, and passionate living. Look forward to sharing more with you soon.